Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 2, verses 42 through 52. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Now Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. They were, of course, by every sense of the word, pious Jews. Mary and Joseph, humbled by the privilege and blessing bestowed upon them to raise God's own son. No doubt that they were in awe and wonder of events that normally don't happen when children are born. Shepherds appearing out of the fields to worship this newborn child. Simeon and Anna, saints celebrating the temple that they were blessed to see with their own eyes this 8-day-old Messiah. Magi from the east, coming a few years later to deliver gifts fit for a king. And Mary, as St. Luke will continually record, is treasuring up all these precious moments in her heart. And here we are now, 12 years later. And per the law, as the good, pious Jews that they were, Mary and Joseph make their way on their annual pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. And so it was when it was time to leave the city, caravan all loaded up, Mary and Joseph assuming Jesus to be traveling with family and friends, they depart. Yet we know that Jesus, as St. Luke tells us, is not with them. Probably any parent can relate to the fear that began to slowly creep into Mary and Joseph's hearts as they slowly begin to realize that after the day comes and goes, Jesus is nowhere to be found. Panic ensues. St. Luke records that Mary and Joseph go back to Jerusalem searching and searching for Jesus. But what is especially telling is that it takes 3 whole days for Mary and Joseph to finally check the temple, the place, the very reason why they came to Jerusalem. 3 days of fear, worry, and anguish. And we hear Mary lament in her words to the Christ, "We were searching for you in great distress." So it may be easy for us to sit here, criticize Mary and Joseph for their failures. 3 days, really? All of that could have been avoided if you had just checked the temple first. The pilgrimage to the temple was the very purpose of your trip. Yet before we cast too many stones, let's reflect on our own lives. Because let's face it, how long does it take us to come to the places where Christ has promised to reveal himself to us, especially during those times when our own lives seem to spiral out of control? When we are having issues at home, at work, when we feel the weight of the world is upon our shoulders, when past sins come up, torment and harass us, where do we go to find comfort and peace? Maybe we are just like Mary and Joseph, that we search for that peace and comfort and solution in all of the wrong places. We search and search and search, and all the while, despair, anxiety, and the fears that we face worsen and worsen, and we overlook the most obvious place, the place where Christ has promised to be for you. And sitting here today, yes, we are workers of the church. Yes, we do know the scriptures well. We know our Lutheran confessions. But the thing is, this temptation affects us all. Mary and Joseph also knew the scriptures well. They were, as we stated earlier, pious, God-fearing Jews. We heard Mary saying her Magnificats, in absolute joy at the message of Gabriel, confessing the faith that the Lord had given to her, that she would bear the Messiah into the world. And yet still, 12 years later, both Mary and Joseph stumble when it comes to the place where they are to find Christ. Again, the temple being one of the last places they looked. Just like Mary and Joseph, when hard and difficult times set in, when panic ensues, when the cares and stresses of this life simply overwhelm us, when our prayers don't seem to be answered the way we think they should be, our temptation is to treat the gifts that Christ freely gives to us as a last resort. These are places at the bottom of the list to go. I'm scared, I am worried, so I'm going to spend 3 days, 3 months, 3 years, fill in the time frame, trying to find peace, comfort, Christ himself, anywhere and everywhere, but the places where he has promised to be. But we listen to the comforting words of the 12-year-old Jesus. Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Because really, when it comes to Jesus, there is no question of where he is or what his purpose is. Christ's purpose, of course, is to fulfill the law on humanity's behalf. Even as Mary and Joseph do not understand the things that Jesus is telling them, he goes home and submits it to them, and he obeys the law in every respect. Even at the tender age of 12, Jesus knows what his purpose is: to return back to Jerusalem, no longer to offer lambs without blemish, two turtle doves like mom and dad, but to offer himself as the one and all atoning sacrifice, the Lamb of God that St. John the Baptist boldly proclaims to be that true Passover sacrifice as he dies on the cross. His purpose is to die the death that was meant for Mary, Joseph, you, and me. Yes, this sacrifice, this Lamb of God, comes to vanquish death underneath his feet and restore our wandering and faithless hearts to the certainty and sure hope that he offers in his own faithfulness to the Father. That he offers his atoning death and glorious resurrection for you. Christ himself, he is the true temple, Emmanuel, God with us. And this truth is one that we ourselves are to be reminded of day after day as we meditate upon his holy word. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, take comfort this morning, especially during the season of Epiphany. For as Christ revealed himself to those of old, so he reveals himself to you. He has promised to be with you in his word and his sacraments. He has redeemed you to be his own dear child with his holy precious blood. He invites you every Lord's Day to eat his body and drink his blood as he refreshes you with that salutary gift. He offers you the gift of absolving you of your sins through the pastoral office, as the life-giving words of Christ himself are spoken to you through your pastor. Well, take heart, dear friends, for there is no doubt, there is no wondering about where Christ is. For Christ comes to you. Christ invites you to cast all of your fears and anxieties on him alone. And he so freely gives you his gifts, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And these are sure and certain, no doubt, no questioning, for you now and evermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.